93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, Tay and Jay Show, 3:30. Let me tell you, Jeremy, the best thing about having a radio sports show in the afternoon is that we can be your platform to absolutely vent. I'm sorry, I got it out.
I'm sorry, you can only kind of laugh at this. I mean, yeah, at some point, that's all you can do, right? Illinois loses today 60-55 to Michigan after having a 34-23 lead. What's your guys' reaction out there? 359 call, 217-359-2255. Michigan outscores Illinois 24-7 to end the game, and they also, at the end of the game, it was an 18-4
run. 18-4
run.
Illinois was up 11.5. Michigan closes on an 18-4 run. Illinois knocked out of the Big Ten tournament.
And Illinois made 6 of its last 17 shots.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I mean, we said it earlier. It's like a script that just keeps on giving, but in the wrong way. Yep. That's the bad news. So what do you do? You know, I guess we go to the phone lines is what we do. And we let people vent, right? We're going to Oklahoma City. And Robert, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yep, a Illini fan in Oklahoma City. I just got done breaking things and screaming at the TV and saying some words that I probably can't say on air right now.
Yeah, that'd be good, Robert, because Jeremy and I both had to check ourselves as well. I'm like, all right, remember, we're coming back on the air here.
Before we came back, we said, all right, the dump button works, right? Just so we can...
I just don't understand for the life of me why we stall at around the 5 to 6 minute mark of every game. I don't understand it. It's like they just sit around and watch Dimitri dribble, then Dimitri doesn't make good decisions, and it's just beyond me. I don't understand. Weber has to do something to get them motivated at the end of the game. He has to.
Robert, it looked like the same thing. It always happens. Everyone defers to Dimitri McKamey. They just stare their eyes, and the offense just stops moving. They stop, you know, setting ball screens. They stop setting off screens down low, and everything just stops. And it looks like nobody wants to touch the ball.
Yep, everybody just looks scared. I mean, what was Mike Davis at today? I mean, besides the jumper that he hit to cut it to one in the clutch, I mean – He was irrelevant today. I mean, he should have been down there really, you know, showing energy. He had the guy who was guarding him was not bigger than him. I mean, he could have really did work down there. I don't understand it. It's beyond me. Do we deserve to get in, guys? I mean, really? Do we deserve to get in after that?
It's a great question.
Robert, as an Illini fan, is it almost torture that they will get in? Because most likely they will get in as a 10 seed.
And it's going to be the same thing repeated on next Thursday or Friday. This will be the same thing repeated. We'll come out, we'll play hard the first half, you know, and then come second half with about 7 minutes to go, the same thing all over again. Yep. I don't understand it.
Well, Robert, I'm with you 100%, and that's kind of like we said before we went on again. It's like that script that Illinois has to, I don't know if they have to follow it. I don't know if there's some kind of a contract.
They seem to be doing well with following the script.
Well, I tell you what, Robert, before we let you go, since you are coming from Oklahoma City, I mean, we got to give you a little bit extra time. I mean, bear with me here. Go with the Lante notion that this might be a good thing. It knocks him out of that 8-9 game back to a 10 or 11 seed. I think that could be good for Illinois.
Right, because then we won't have to play a one seed in the second round, and we could, if you look at the overall landscape of college basketball, none of the really 2 to 3 seeds really scare me.
I agree.
I think we can beat a 2 to 3 seed, but can we get out of the first round?
Yeah, well, right. You guys sound pretty confident getting out of that first round against a 6 seed. I mean, they just lost to a 9 seed or a 10 seed, possibly.
I know. It's bad.
And I was sitting there watching that game. I'm looking at Michigan. I'm like, they're not that impressive. Yeah. But what does that say about us?
Mediocre teams played today, and one mediocre team had the edge because they wanted the ball in the closing minutes.
It's unreal.
It's just amazing. Well, I'm just still in shock and all, and I don't know.
Well, don't break anything else now that we've let you calm a little bit. Exactly.
Well, I'll try not to. My son was looking at me like, what is wrong with you, Dad? I just can't control it anymore. I've been so positive about this team all year. I haven't down-talked the coaching staff. I haven't down-talked the seniors like some other people have. I've been upbeat, but this really takes the cake. I took off today from work just to watch this nonsense.
Wasn't worth it.
Terrible.
Oh, Robert.
No, not at all.
Well, listen, hey, we appreciate your calling, especially from Oklahoma City. Call us again soon, Robert.
I sure will. Thank you, guys. You guys have a good day.
You too, Robert. That is Robert from Oklahoma.
Guessing he's streaming live at myconnectfm.com.
How great is that? We go to Urbana now, a little more local. Tony, how are you, buddy?
I've been better.
Yes, I have too. I'm trying to put on a happy face.
You are ever the optimist now.
I'm trying to be.
Oh, you got the 10-11 seed now. Now we're going to play an easier team in the second round. Because we're going to make it to the second round.
I'm not too surprised by this game.
Yeah.
You know, because it seems like all year long we get a pretty good lead.
Yep.
And the team it just seems like okay.
Yeah, it's that script.
Let's blow it.
Right.
What can we do today to blow this game?
And what's funny, Tony, and what makes it frustrating is that we've dealt with it all year, but now you go to the Big Ten tournament, it's a fresh start for everybody, and you feel like Illinois played well of late.
And they played well to start the game.
They did.
The first, what would you say, 28 minutes?
Yes.
32 minutes of this game, they played great, but then it came down to that late game situation where they stall.
You know, if you look at it, though, too, around the 11-minute mark, where we led, I think, by 12.
Right.
They just stopped playing.
Yeah, and that's kind of what Robert just said.
Stupid fouls, turnovers.
Yep.
It doesn't shock me none.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, Tony. It's frustrating, and hey, again, I'm just glad we're here because we can let you guys vent now, and that's the best thing about doing this. So,
well, we would probably have a better shot on winning a game, in that so-called
the plan
CIB tournament,
CBI.
Yeah,
I know. They did play well last year in the NIT.
NIT.
Oh, N-I-T. That's terrible.
NIT.
NIT, yes. NIT. I mean, it would not shock me none if they let us go there.
I agree. Hey,
really.
Tony, we got to keep rolling with phone calls. Appreciate the call as always.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Tony. That is Tony. We go down to Bloomington and Aaron. Aaron, how are you doing?
Well, like you said, I've certainly had better days. But here's the thing I have to ask. I keep hearing people say, you know, maybe this isn't a bad thing. We can go into the tournament as a 10 or 11. Do we want to see this team in the NCAA tournament at this point? Can anybody remind me when is the last time this team actually remembered, hey, this is a 40-minute basketball game, not a 32-minute game, not a 35-minute game? I mean, at this point, and I've been very vocal on Twitter and Facebook about this all year, Weber's got to go. I understand that, you know, maybe he can recruit, but the fact of the matter is since Bill Self's last players graduated, he's under 500 in the conference.
Yeah.
We're not Northwestern. We're not Penn State. We're not Iowa of the past couple of years, okay? If we were those programs, maybe we could live with 40 and 44 or whatever it is. But the fact of the matter is, as much as the university seems to want us to believe that this is a maybe not an elite program, because it's certainly not. It's not Duke. It's not Carolina. It's not Kansas. But as much as the university wants us to believe it's a strong program, and as much as they jack up ticket prices and everything else, what are we getting for it? Why is it that the athletic department rewards mediocrity? Look what they just did with the football staff.
Right.
Quite frankly, this team is an embarrassment. I understand that they've got a decent resume from early in the season. Sure, the win over North Carolina looks better and better every day.
Sure.
But if you ask me, that was a completely different team. That was a team where Dimitri McKamey didn't seem lost in the second half of every game, and that was a team that might have actually deserved to be in the NCAA tournament. And for anybody to be saying, oh, you know, we can win a game now as a 10 or an 11, I don't even think we can guarantee that.
Well, no, for sure we can't.
But Aaron, do you think it's better for the program not to be in the NCAA tournament than to be in? So I know you as a fan think they don't deserve it, but as a program, it's got to be better to get in there.
is it that's, you know, that's one of those questions that you have to look at from the point of view of, is it better to be there to show recruits, hey, we got there, or is it better to not be there so that recruits that we're trying to lure to campus don't see us just make an absolute mockery of ourselves on a national stage? That's a question I can't answer. As a fan, I really don't care. And I know I'll probably get crucified by people for saying this, but I will not pick this team to win a game in the tournament.
Yeah.
In my bracket pool next week, I will not pick this team to win a game.
I can't argue with you there, Aaron. They haven't shown any reason to pick them. They haven't beat good teams in a long time.
If you want to get that first-round point, yeah, I mean, that's the truth, Aaron. I can't blame you. Aaron, the phone lines are going crazy. I got to let you go, but thank you for calling. Great points.
Absolutely. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
That is Aaron. We appreciate that from Bloomington. We go now to Akron, Ohio, and Jake. Jake, how are you?
Home of the Zips.
Yeah.
I've been better. How are you guys?
Yes, I think I got to quit saying how are you, because I think I need to just assume everybody's not doing well.
Jake, could the Akron Zips beat Illinois right now?
You know, I bet you Illinois would be up by 10 or so with 5 minutes left.
Yes. Wait, Illinois, stop there. I know the script.
Illinois has a depressed fan base right now.
Is it a script? I mean, ever since 06-07, they go into the shell where they just, for the last 5-6 months, it's like a football team. They try to run the ball, you know, like the Steelers do. They run the ball for first down. They don't throw it. This team just can't score. They try to play the slow-down offense, and they just fall into a funk, and they just all stand around and they do nothing. It's so frustrating.
Well, and the most frustrating thing, I think, for Illini fans is that nobody wants to step up. Demetri McCamey comes down the court, dribbles the ball, and nobody else moves. They're all just watching him.
Yeah, and a couple weeks ago, I thought this was almost embarrassing. I want to say it was the Michigan State game where they won. There was a point in the game where Jeremy Richardson went over and grabbed Demetri, a senior, and Jeremy was in Demetri's ear.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be the other way around. I mean, this senior class, I'm ready for them. I mean, I've been ready for them to go since last year, really.
Yeah.
They need to take Bruce Weber with them.
The only thing, Jake, is I don't know if it's going to be any better next year. I mean, you're counting on Jeremy Richmond being your leader next year because Brandon Paul and DJ Richardson just don't have that natural.
They're too inconsistent.
And DJ's a lead by example guy. Yeah, and like you said, you have to play well to be a leader.
Yep.
And that's why Demetri McCamey, better or worse, is the leader of this team because he's the best player. Now, Jeremy Richmond has to play more consistent. He has to be a better teammate next year for him to be the leader. But I don't know if it's going to be any better just because these seniors leave.
I agree, because the offense is still going to be the same.
Yep.
You know, there is no high-low, you know, Wisconsin offense where they have a, you know, basically a script of what to do. This is a free motion. You know, we don't call a ton of plays.
Yeah,
and they don't have the players to do it.
I think Illinois, and Jake, I'm going to let you go here because we got to get to some others. Thank you for calling, though, from Akron, Ohio. We appreciate it, man.
No problem, man. You guys have a good day.
Okay, thanks, you Jake. Too. I think Illinois, Jeremy, needs to find some shooters. I mean, DJ Richardson is that guy.
They got shooters.
Well, who? Who makes shots consistently?
Cole is a shooter. I mean, all these guys are shooters.
But Cole came in on what kind of a stretch?
He was
terrible?
0 for 12 before last game. He hit one last game.
But they need, you watch other Big Ten teams, and not all of them, but you watch them, and it's just they've all got a consistent Zach Novak shooter. We don't. DJ is supposed to be that guy. He's not.
Well, that's your problem. DJ is a shooter, but he's not hitting his shots right now.
So either he needs to start making them, or we got to find somebody. Maybe Michael Henry, right?
Maybe. Yeah, Michael Henry can shoot the ball.
All right, we're going to be back. We've got more. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. Lonte, Jeremy Warner, we are the Tay and Jay Show. Not happy today, Jeremy, and why is that?
Illinois blows a 12-point lead with 8 minutes left to lose to Michigan 60-55. Michigan ends the game on a 26-7 run.
And we are letting you vent. We go to Adam in Champaign. Adam.
How you guys doing today?
Good. I let you ask me how I'm doing instead of me asking you because I assumed you'd be depressed.
That's what I figured. I would ask you this time.
Well, I'm not doing well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I watch the games, and I really wonder myself. I mean, you watch Tom Izzo talking to the into his huddle when you talk to his Michigan State players, and you watch some of these other coaches. You can really get a sense that the players are playing for the coach. They really care. They have a passion, and I just I kind of get the feeling that none of the players on this team really ever bought into Bruce Weber's system. And I mean, none of them really are willing to go out there and put out 110% for these guys. And I mean, it just shows at the end of the game is when these guys are starting to wear down and no one's really putting in the extra effort.
See, Adam, I think they all like Bruce Weber. I think they all want to play for him. They want to win. I just don't think that these guys have that character trait that when the going gets tough, they kind of shrivel. I mean, these guys just don't have that it in them where, you know, you saw Chester Frazier, even though he wasn't the most talented guy, he had the heart and he had the leadership that he wanted to step up. He wanted the ball in his hands. You just don't see that out of this senior class. And the problem is you don't have it in the sophomore class either. And you don't have a junior class. So you had Jeremy Richmond shooting a three at the end of the game, the biggest shot of the game, and that's not what you want.
No, I agree 100%, and especially, I mean, this was the year coming in 3 years ago. People were looking to this year as the year that was going to get Illinois back on the map, and you look towards next year, and I mean, maybe we could surprise people and have a pretty good year next year, but I don't see us breaking out and doing anything amazing next year. And so you got to wonder, where is the bar for Bruce Weber? What does he have to accomplish next year to really make Illinois fans happy?
Adam, I agree 100%, and I think Weber, especially if they go to the NCAA tournament and lose the opener, I think he has to be on notice next year. And unfortunately for him, he's going to be a relatively young team with some recruits coming in, but you can't just keep saying you got recruits coming in.
No,
you
got
to start producing, and you got to start winning and making it to a Sweet 16 at least.
No, I agree 100%, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Adam, thanks for calling. That is Adam in Champaign. We go down to Urbana and Paul. Paul, how are you?
Oh, good. Nice time in the NIT this year again. And looks like goodbye Bruce Weber finally. And he should be starting the NIT. Richmond, Leonard, DJ Richardson, Crennelhead, and Brandon Paul.
Paul, I don't know if you're going to be disappointed by this, but I think you're wrong on both those ends. I think Bruce is back next year, and I think they're in the NCAA tournament in next week.
Well, I know. You guys would never agree with me. The other station wouldn't either, but it's not going to get any better next year.
Yeah, I agree with you, Paul. I think they have a lot of obstacles next year. Again, the young team, and again, where's the leadership? And a lot of people have complained about this senior class, but they've produced numbers-wise. It's just in the clutch moments, the close games, they haven't won.
That's why I didn't call earlier in the week. I was going to tell you, they were going to win against Michigan. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, they just don't win in the clutch.
Yeah, I felt good, though, especially at the Big Ten tournament. Hard to argue with 12-1 in the quarterfinals. I felt good about this game today. And when you're up 11.5, they were playing well, and you lost. I mean, you know, I thought going in they'd win this game, Paul. I really did. And because of the future, or the past, I'm sorry, the Big Ten tournament especially, they've always played well. But they didn't. Paul, thanks for calling today.
Okay, hey, bye.
Okay, that is Paul. All right, now we go to Danville and Roger. How are you, Roger? Nope, Roger hung up. I'm sorry. My bad. I did get a text from TJ Wheeler. They are terrible. I would turn down the NCAA bid.
You think Bruce Weber's going to turn down an NCAA bid at this point?
Oh, at this point, he'll take a 15 seed.
And you think those seniors are going to turn down an NCAA bid? They want this bad.
They have been to one, correct? They have been to one tournament, and they lost to Virginia Tech. Do I have my stats right?
They lost to Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky.
They were the five seed, a surprise five seed at the time.
Right.
And then they got in that 5-12 game, and they were the five that fell.
Yep. That's the one I always get confused, that Virginia Tech and then Western Kentucky. We need to take a break. 93.5, 95.3, Tay and Jay Show.
Connect FM.
Blonte, Jeremy Warner, that is Mike Carpenter. That means it's Friday or Tuesday. I think it's Friday, the last time I checked, because it's the Big Ten tournament.
But it's not a happy Friday for Illini fans. Illinois blows a 12-point lead with 8 minutes left.
Really?
They lose to Michigan 60-55. We want to hear from you this hour. We had a lot of your calls last hour. It's kind of like Festivus on Seinfeld, airing of the grievances right here. 359 call. That's 217-359-2255.
Those are some big words, Jeremy.
Festivus and airing of the grievances?
Yes, yes. Wow, and to put it all together without messing that up is impressive. Let's go to Danville and a guy that never messes things up, Roger. Roger, how are you, buddy?
I'm not doing good at all today, fellas.
Why do you keep asking that line?
I don't know. I got to quit saying that. I'll quit saying it now.
There you go.
Roger, go.
Okay, I've got breaking news.
Uh-oh.
I'm live from New York. I'm actually standing outside the building. The players have just applied for decertification.
Okay, so it is official in the NFL. The players are decertifying, which means They're breaking away, right?
Yeah, they're breaking away, and they're going to take this to court.
They're going to take it to court.
So you're going to see a lockout probably tonight. The deadline will pass, and the CBA will expire, and now you're going to have a legal fight. So this is what we were expecting all along, I guess, and this is going to get probably...
This is just a great day.
Going to get a little dirty, I think.
Well, Mo Smith came out of the meetings with 10 minutes left and said there were significant differences still remaining. And the owners wanted another extension, but the players want every team's financial records for the last 10 years.
Wow. All right. Well, here we go. And, Roger, not to change subjects, but I got to get your opinion on this Illini team.
You know, and with the Illini blowing it pretty bad today, I'm going to walk down to the bridge and look down.
No, stop. Roger, stop.
You know, it's a bad day.
Well, you're in New York, though. There's no bridge. Well, yeah, there's bridges there.
Oh, there's plenty of bridges here in town.
Stop. There's famous bridges.
Yeah, there's famous bridges. You stop, Roger. You go back in that house.
Okay. But, no, my whole question for the Illini thing is, do they really deserve to get in now?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question.
I mean,
in all honesty,
do they deserve to get in? Does Gunther take Weber down to the basement of the assembly hall and say, listen, something's not working?
Yeah, obviously.
And you're not, you know, that was just a, and I mean, I hurried up, got home from work, got all changed, cleaned up, ate my lunch, sat down and was expecting to see a good old-fashioned Illinois win, got the regular old Illinois loss.
I know it, Roger. Hey, buddy, thanks for calling, though, with the NFL update, seriously, because that's big news for them.
Well, I'm here for the people, bud.
That is Roger from Danville. Great caller. Now we go to TJ. What's up, my man?
Hey there, Lante. How are you?
I'm not doing bad. I'm calling you out on the air, aren't I?
Well, that happens, yeah. I mean, I hate for you to keep a text between me and you. Way to go ahead.
Yeah, you can't keep anything safe. Nothing is confidential with him. You can't text him anything. You can't tell him anything. You can't email him anything.
Well, at least you guys know the groundwork.
You can't do anything in this room without him throwing it out on the air, TJ. So we have to be insanely careful.
I'm keeping everybody in check.
I'm going to have to just start saying great things and see if he'll just pop me up. Hey, Lon, say this about me real quick. Yeah, he will.
I love it. Well, I know you're not too pleased with this Illini team right now, are you?
Well, I don't think I'm going to take Rogers' approach that I was just listening to, jump off a bridge. I was having to go get a silver can and make sure the mountains are blue and enjoy it. That's what I'm about to do.
I think that's probably the better way to handle this. Yes, that's the better way to handle it, I think.
I just called my wife and said, hey, while you're out, you better bring home a bunch. They didn't play real good in the second half.
It's just, TJ, how does this happen? I mean, you played. How does it happen to where you can play so well, be up 11, and then just end the game on a dud?
I don't, but, you know, the bad part is, and I know we talked about it a couple weeks ago, this shouldn't surprise anybody. We've right. watched these guys do it for the last 3 or 4 years, and I don't know if, you know, kind of like football. If you get up a couple touchdowns and all of a sudden you stop doing on defense what got you up a couple touchdowns and held them down to start that prevent defense, I don't think, you know, if you watch those guys, they're not as aggressive and things like that on the offensive end, which got them the 11-point lead.
Right, TJ, and you think of the last Michigan game, they got down 10, and they were lucky to win. They got up 10 at halftime. They were lucky to win that game because Stu Douglas' shot didn't go in. I mean, I think some people got some false hope with the Indiana win and Iowa win. Those teams are really bad teams. And then the last win you had was Minnesota. That's another bad team.
Thank goodness for Minnesota, by the way.
Minnesota lost 10 of 11. So this team hasn't beat good teams in a long time, and Michigan is a good team.
Yep.
It is, and, you know, and even, I mean, my whole argument would be about anything today, especially after I heard Jeremy just talk about minutes. And my whole thing would be, why wouldn't we go ahead and try Dimitri, DJ, Brandon, Jeremy, and Mike Davis? Why would we not go ahead and say, you know what, this is how you play this game one, stay in small game two, let me adapt and I'll go small with you game two and let's see what happens.
Well, TJ, I mean, are you one of those that says you have to change to the other team or you kind of play your game? But I guess when you're Illinois and it wasn't working, I guess that shows that you probably should go small. But I've been a fan of the small lineup all year. I think their best players are Mike Davis, Jeremy Richmond, Brandon Paul, DJ Richardson, and Demetri McKamey. I like Mike Tisdale. He had a solid game today. But their lineup, it just seems like the offense flows better, and the team just seems to flow and have fun when all those guys are out there because they're athletic and they like to run up and down the court.
And I, you hit it right on the nose. Those guys want to run up and down the court. And I think when Tisdale and some of the others are on there, they're not getting up and down the court so much. So now you're relying so much on a half-court offense to get you. And some of these kids might not be a half-court type offense. They want to run and gun and get it up and down and go back 5 years ago to where, you know what, those guys got the rebound, they kicked it, and they took off.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I know everybody's saying, well, look, we're not going to be as good next year. Well, to me, I think we're going to be. Because these kids, you throw Myers Leonard in there at the five, and I think you can throw Richmond in there at the four, and you throw Brandon and DJ in there, and you know what? Just make somebody else a point guard.
Yeah.
But these kids, get out and go. You know, Crandall Head's coming off the bench. Joseph Bertrand's coming off the bench. Mike, these kids want to play up and down. There's no way Michael Henry's going to come in and want to go down with a shot clock 25 seconds and throw up a bad one. So I think next year you'll see some more exciting basketball that I would call it. Just for the fact that if you watch Myers Leonard run the court, that rebound's gone. He's about to second one down there posting up, waiting to get the ball to where Tisdale comes and stops from 25.
Well, it seems like Illinois has got the Big East athletes, but they try to run like a Big Ten team. You know, it seems Illinois should be, you know, having some sloppy basketball at times, which they have anyway because the offense just sputters. But it seems like, you know, they're going to be a high turnover team, but they're going to be highly explosive, get a lot of shots around the rim. And that seems to be their strength this year, but they don't go to it enough.
They don't. I mean, look, I mean, who did Novak have to guard? He had to guard a 6'8" above kid. Now, why were we just not posting up that little guy nonstop?
Yeah, exactly. You have to. I mean, yeah, you have to. I watched Minnesota do that to him in Mbakwe. He had to try to guard Mbakwe, and he just dominated him. So why can't Illinois try to do that? I know we don't have an Mbakwe, but we've got a guy that is similar in terms of height.
I don't know, and that's what, I mean, it's, you know, and they ran the offense. You know, they didn't start the game off real good, but then they started running and getting some backdoor cuts, hitting the wide-open threes, and then I think, you know, you go 7 minutes left and you're up 11. They just kind of went to where they were going to run that shot clock down, and everybody has seen that for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. When you run that shot clock down, we're not getting a real good shot out of everything.
Exactly.
It's their favorite offense in the last 4 minutes, that stall offense, have Demetri McKamey throw something up at the end. But he didn't even have shots at the end of the game. That's what's frustrating.
That was the frustrating part. And then, you know, you preach it to, you know, I mean, yeah, we were ranked in the top 25 in the fifth grade and stuff. But, you know, we even try to preach it to them. You're down 3 points with 30 seconds to go. Okay, you've heard every announcer now for the last 20 years on ESPN, CBS tell you, just go down and score. That's all you need is a bucket. Yep. Go down and score.
I agree.
Now look at the last couple of games we've lost where we think we just got to fire up threes.
Yeah, and I mean, does that come from coaching? Or, I mean, where does that come from?
I think it comes from that kid having a little knowledge of the game. And you know, it's, you know what, I mean, I hate to compare it because I'm not an Ohio State fan, but you got David Lottie or William Buford, they're going right to the hole. They're scoring.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, then you got 25 seconds to foul and then come down and score again. And I'm trying to think the last game when we were down three, it was the Purdue game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're down three, and we just got to come down and score. We don't foul. That kid goes down and misses two free throws. So if we do score two, we're down one, and we foul and he misses. So that should have been a prime example saying, look, we just got to go to the hole and score. We didn't do it at Purdue. And they actually gave us an opportunity to miss two free throws. But we tried to come down again and hit another three.
Perfect. Hey, TJ, we are up against a break. I got to get to it, my man. Thanks for calling, though.
Hey, I'll talk to you guys later.
We'll see you Monday, right? You're going to come in and help us analyze the where Illinois sits, hopefully, in the NCAA tournament, correct?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
All right, TJ, thanks, man.
That's former Illini TJ Wheeler joining us. He'll be here Monday to talk about the NCAA tournament. John's on hold. We're going to get to you when we come back, John. If you want to join in the conversation, 359-CALL. That's 217-359-2255. Brad Evans from Yahoo Sports, bracketology expert, will join us at the bottom of the hour. T&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.